We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
The best time to get a great deal on a Jeep SUV is now, during the Summer of Jeep event. Visit Jeep.com or your local Jeep brand dealer to find the perfect Jeep SUV for you. Hurry in and make this the Summer of Jeep. Right now, during the Summer of Jeep, purchase and get 10% below MSRP on the 2023 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 or Renegade Latitude 4x4. Not compatible with lease offers or with any other consumer incentive offers. Contact dealer for details. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 7/31/23. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Welcome to MGP 482. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the sheepdog, Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, boys and girls.
Right, we can never have a week off again. That has just taken me 90 seconds, give or take, to figure out how I do the intro of the podcast. It's been so long. Genuinely couldn't remember. Nearly 500 episodes of this. I've done it exactly the same way every time, and really couldn't remember how to do it. It's, I think this is, I'm getting old. That must be what it is. I'm nearly 40 now. It is, it's all becoming a little bit ridiculous, and I can no longer remember stuff. So it might, Pab might have to start introing the podcast from now on.
Oh, God.
I think it's time.
Know what to do. Have you ever done the intro, Pab?
Probably not. Normally, if I do one, and I do one with you, and you do it.
Well, it's time. Everyone needs a little bit of practice, because as we just discussed before we hit record, we are coming to the end of series one of the podcast. So when we get started with the full podcast, once the prologue is finished and we start season two, we're going to need to be really good. No more of this forgetting our lines, not knowing what to do. No one really knows where they're supposed to be. It's going to be all singing, all dancing. And it's finally going to make some money. This is what Pab has been promising me for 10 years.
He has, hasn't he? He's been saying it every week since the beginning, when he was exactly. The producer.
Yeah.
The man behind the curtain.
Exactly. But yeah, we're back after an entire week of no podcasting because Anna decided to go gallivanting, didn't you?
I did. And what of it?
I mean, to be fair, I did. I did buy 2 Union Jack pencils.
There you go.
So
I was pretty impressed with my purchase. I was just so flabbergasted that in the O2 there was a 2 pencils for a pound deal. I don't think there's anything inside the O2 that you can buy for a less than a pound. The fact that I could get 2 pencils for a pound, I just couldn't say no. I've got 2 Union Jack pencils now. They live in my backpack. They got me. They got me with the deal at the checkout. We were buying water. And they just had pencils there. They knew what they were doing.
It?
Oh yeah, the water was like £7.
Oh man,
I got 2 pencils for a pound. Therefore, I did secure a bargain. That was my justification for it.
So hot.
It was hot.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm going to a convention tomorrow, and I'm thinking it's the hottest day since the last hottest
day. Why are you going outside?
It's gonna be awful. I didn't know how hot it was gonna be when I booked it.
Oh,
got to drive down to London for 2 hours, then walk around with a bunch of teenagers for until I convince them to go home, which they're never going to want to do.
Why are you with a bunch of teenagers?
This is new friends.
No, I told my daughter that I'd take her to an anime convention over summer, and then we invited her friends along, and I realise that she's going to not want to leave, which is just going to be frustrating because it's going to be like five. And I'm going to, I mean, to be fair, we're arriving for like 1:30, but I'm going to be going at 3 o'clock. Right, let's go. And she's not going to want to go. And it ends at like 8. So I'm just thinking, eight. Oh God, it's going to be, yeah.
Why are you arriving so late? Get there first thing, you monster.
Because they don't open the doors until 11:30. And it said, if you arrive at 11:30, you'll be queuing for ages. And I just thought, do you know what?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. She'll love queuing. You were getting an anime convention. That sounds perfect.
It says if you arrive closer to 2, you won't have to queue as long. So I'm going to get there about sort of 1:15-ish and hope for the best. But yeah, she wanted to go early, get there for 11:30 and stand in a queue in the sun. And I was just like, no. I do regret that now, though, because I realise it's community day tomorrow between 11 and 2. And I've decided to be driving for it. But in the car, I'll have aircon. So I'm a bit of a genius, I would say.
I think you should buy a megaphone with this new time you've got first thing in the morning and just wander around announcing to everyone that it's pronounced Anaheim. They'll love that.
I might correct everyone. They've got rooms where you can just sit and watch Anaheim on your own. Not on your own, with other people, I assume. But yeah, there's just Anaheim rooms where you can sit in there and watch it. So I might... I've been told I have to walk around with them because they're under 16, but I'm thinking, lose them. Go and watch the main arm.
Yeah, there's not a chance they're going to want to walk around with old man sheepdog.
I did say to her what I would do is just kind of be on the same aisle as them, so that if anyone
want to walk around with you, she's certainly not going to want to.
If anyone says to them, where's your adult? She could just kind of point at me on the aisle, ignoring them, which is basically what I plan to do. I plan to wander around on my own. As long as they're in eye shot, it'll be fine.
Just that big bold fella shouting Monty everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, don't do that. If
you
don't,
and now he's got a megaphone.
If you don't react, then I win. That's how it works, isn't it? If I shout Monty really loud in the middle of the event.
I think the rules are we both have to be there. And I don't think you can just shout it whenever and wherever you want and declare yourself the winner.
I've won so many days because you're not in my front garden.
They're not the official rules of Monty. I want to go to a convention now. Anna, can we go to a convention tomorrow?
You can buy tickets on the door.
No, I want to go to a good convention.
It's the London Anime and Something Convention. Comics?
The something is crucial here. Is it something good or is it something else like anime?
I think it's comics, but...
I do like comics.
Yeah, I don't know. Off the top of my head, let me Google it and find out.
I'll just save myself for insomnia in a few weeks. It's only a couple of weeks until insomnia. And then it's just convention central. Ooh. From then. We've got insomnia, we've got EGX, we've got Comic-Con. Oh, it's going to be good.
It's anime and gaming, Kevin.
I mean, you should be there in an official capacity then as host of the Mature Gamer podcast.
I didn't realise it was a gaming convention as well when I booked the tickets. Otherwise, I would have absolutely asked them for free tickets. God damn it. What was I thinking? Right. This has all gone wrong. I might have to go there and ask for my refund and say, sorry, this was supposed to be press passes. Can I have my money back? Do you reckon I could just do a talk there? Just get on stage and start talking to people?
I don't see why not. That's pretty much how it works, I think. I'm having a look at what's there in the video gaming section. There's a lip sync battle going on. You can go and do that. Anime bingo, cosplay blind date, cosplay auction. This is all on the video game stage. Oh. I think again, it's a very loose definition of video games here.
Yeah. I'm hoping they have a lot of fun, but it's not, because it's not on the scale of a Comic-Con. But it's the only way I could get her to stop asking me to come to Comic-Con when I'm obviously doing stuff on stage with you guys. So I don't want to have to chaperone a teenager while we're there. So I kind of
there is a
to a smaller one.
There is a lightsaber demo. So
great. Oh. There's always that.
There's also a panel on turning your geeky hobby into a business. You need to go and watch that panel.
Maybe I will. I'll come back with all the answers. I'll be teaching you a thing or two.
Yeah, I'd like to learn about... Is it a hotel? It's not even the XL. I'm horrified.
Hotel. Yeah, it's at the Novotel. It's in West London.
West London? Mm. Yuck!
I was trying to work out how far from anything decent we are.
Well, you're near Stamford Bridge. Does that count?
Yeah, no. No, I was wondering how far on a train it was to the likes of Forbidden Planet, but I just thought it's probably a nightmare. It's probably balling. No?
But it's not.
Yeah, I mean, Forbidden Planet, central London. It's not really that far from anywhere.
We'll see how it goes. If we get there and it's rubbish, it wasn't that expensive to get tickets. It was just to get her off my back about Comic-Con. I need to take her to the Birmingham one. Is there a Birmingham Comic-Con this year?
Yeah, November.
Might take her to that. Get her off my back on that as well, then. I should probably stop just randomly planning my daughter's trips on the podcast.
If anyone happens to see Sheepdog mooching around the Anime Festival tomorrow, make sure you say hello to him. He'll love that.
Yeah, come and say hello.
Forbidden Planet is it's 30 minutes away on the tube.
On the tube, on the hottest day of the year.
Yeah, or you can drive in 24 minutes, or you can walk in 1 hour 33 minutes, cycle in 32 minutes. Unfortunately, though, there are no flights available. That segment was sponsored by Google Maps, boys and girls.
Could jump them all in an Uber and make one of them pay for it, maybe. I'll see which kid's got the most money.
What is it with you and Uber?
I'm just thinking, you know, I don't have to park my car in central London. I don't have to drag teenagers across the tube.
This place is so close to Earl's Court. I want to come just so I can go and hang out at Earl's Court. I'm not coming. Earl's Court tube station's still there. The actual event place has been knocked down, hasn't it?
Is it? Yeah, I thought so.
But it is dangerously close to Stamford Bridge as well, like I suspected. So you have to make sure you don't overshoot Earl's Court and accidentally end up there.
Yeah, Chelsea playing tomorrow.
No, they've got Spurs on. They might be.
What about Fulham?
Yeah,
Fulham are playing Wolves tomorrow. So there you go. You're going to hang out with the Fulham fans. 3 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, there's no Fulham fans. They don't exist.
There's loads of Fulham fans. They like to have their Prosecco and salmon on their away trips.
If there's a single Fulham fan listening.
Fulham away days, Twitter is absolutely full of them taking their Waitrose picnic on the train and with their sweaters around their shoulders. Fulham fans love it.
I don't believe there are any. I've never met one, I don't think.
I don't think I have either. Maybe they're not real.
maybe we couldn't see them because they just blended in with the water in the room and the greyness.
Maybe. Boys and girls, has anyone else got any more exciting announcements or should we get onto some video games?
Let's go onto games, shall we?
Video games! There was a new one that came out and it's the best game in the history of the world!
You have taken to this quite heavily. I'm enjoying it, but not to the extent you seem to be. Like, it's fun.
2 Point Campus is what we're talking about, boys and girls. I downloaded it on Xbox and obviously I needed to play it whilst having a poo. So I then paid $34.99 to buy it on my Steam Deck and downloaded it again on there. So now I have a save going on Steam and a save going on Xbox. And I've re-downloaded 2 Point Hospital this evening as well. So I can have a save going on that as well. I'm Captain 2 Point. I can't stop. I don't even understand. Because the first time I turned it on, I did exactly what Anna did. I played it for like an hour and then thought, well, there you go. That was 2 Point Campus. I went and did something else, just turned it off. But then some part of me maybe turn it back on again a couple of hours later, and then I've just been stuck. I'm stuck with it now. That's it. That's my life now. I just play 2 Point Campus. I play it in bed until my Steam Deck runs out of battery. I am quite upset that for a game that's less than 3 gig to download, the Steam Deck runs for barely an hour on it. I'll get there. It's my way of making sure I don't stay up all night. I don't take my charger up to bed with me. I take a fully charged Steam Deck at about 11 o'clock. And then sometime before midnight, I'll get the 10% battery warning. And have to quickly save and turn the thing off so it'll sync with my Steam Cloud. So when I'm at my desk again the next day, I can load up the same save on my PC and carry on.
So when he says he's working, he's not really.
This is what I'm doing. I am a host of a very successful video games podcast. When I'm playing any game, that's work. Pab promised me we'd get rich doing this.
One day.
One day. Keep believing. I fired it up and was like, cool, okay, getting, you know, build a classroom, kids turn up, you build all the other bits to make them comfortable, you know, teach 10 of them to be C grade or whatever. Seems pretty straightforward. How are you playing? Are you playing it that you're getting each university up to 3 stars and above or whatever?
Nah, as soon as I can move to the next one, I'm jumping ship. Because when you jump ship, you unlock all the extra stuff that you can then go back and put on the first one. So, like, the extra courses, the extra rooms, the extra, like, training and all that kind of stuff. That, from what I can tell, that will never unlock on the first campus. But once you unlock something on the second, third, or fourth campus, you then go back into the early ones, and it's all unlocked there too. So I'm as soon as I can move on and unlock more stuff somewhere else, I'm going and doing it, and then going. I'm going back and messing around with all of them, and just basically keeping them all growing and awesome and excellent.
See, I've not gone back to any yet, but I just, the moment I'm hitting the one star, I'm moving on to the next one. I'm finding it a bit confusing. Like, I had one just now where I needed to get 75% attractiveness on campus, and it, every time I built a flower, I dumped a load of flowers in and watched it go from like 60 to 70, and then it dropped to 62. And I was like, hang on, I'm not in control of this then, am I? And it just kept doing that. It just kept like dropping down, going up a bit, dropping down. And so I hired a load of janitors, and then, I don't know, out of nowhere, suddenly it went up to 75 once I'd kind of stopped meddling. I don't know whether stuff just needed to adjust or what, but it was confusing that I couldn't control that bit. Everything else I'd kind of sorted. I had to. It was the one where you trained the knights at the night school.
Yeah, what I've found is if you've got any huge open spaces, it seems to cost you on your attractiveness. So it might have been that you added an extra room that wasn't particularly attractive in itself, but filled a big open space. That would have bumped you up some attractiveness.
I did put some, I randomly bought some attractive chairs and stuck them in a corner that was empty, and then that was.
I mean, there's nothing that gets me going like an attractive chair, as you well know, so that probably did get the job done.
Sure, that's how they worded it as well, that got the job done. But no, it's fun, it's funny. I like the radio stuff and the receptionist.
See, I don't hear any of that because I'm playing it on silent with Anna trying to sleep next to me. I mean, I could put my headphones in, but then I won't be able to hear her when she tells me I'm clicking the buttons too loud.
They are very clicky. They're not very...
Yeah, the Steam Deck is a very clicky device. They're great buttons for playing on, but they're not great for having someone try to sleep next to you while you're clicking away. Luckily, it's not a very click-intensive game.
I imagine you get intensive with the clicking, though. You get a bit carried away, do you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's certain moments, if you're trying to squeeze enough radiators in before everybody freezes to death, you know, you've got a rush to do it, and then you have the problem where they're all getting too warm. I had one guy, I had my student lounge, there's one radiator in it, it's quite a big room, there's one radiator, one side of the room is boiling hot, one side of the room not so much, there's a chair on each side of the room. And I had some idiot sat in the chair next to the radiator complaining about how hot he was while there was no one sat in the other chair on the other side of the room. He's an idiot. Just go and sit in the other chair. For goodness sake.
Absolute fools. I am wondering, actually, whether that might have been affecting the attractiveness, because I did the mission where you put radiators in and make it warm, and then I stuck a radiator in every room by default on the next one, but actually it wasn't a cold level, so maybe that was causing everybody to feel like the place was grotty because it was too hot. Maybe could be I don't know whether that affects things or what.
I don't know, I haven't gone that deep into it yet. Obviously, I have been watching a few YouTube tutorials on 2-point campus tips.
Wow.
Because I'm fully into it. It's great. You know what I'm like with these kind of games? I did it with SimCity, I did it with that other game, the one where you marry your sister. I can't remember the name of it.
Sorry, what?
Clash of Kings? Is it something like that? No, Clash of Kings. No.
Everyone's screaming it at their phones now because it's a well-known game.
Damn it.
What's it called? Pab, where you marry... No, it's like that, but you marry your sister and then kill your son.
Clash of Clans?
That has really Clash bothered me. I know exactly the one you mean. It's not Clash of Kings, but... It's King something, isn't it? I'm trying to look at my library on Xbox because it was on there for ages.
I hate you all. But Crusader Kings.
Crusader Kings, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I did it with that as well. So this will be me for the next couple of weeks. It'll be all I do. And then one day I won't do it, and then I'll forget it exists for the rest of my life. And that's just how I am with games like this.
Seems fair, though.
It's great, though. If you haven't tried it, I mean, Pab, play the clip where we tell people why they should have Xbox Game Pass. Because we should have this pre-recorded and just insert it in every week. Because it's on Game Pass. So if you've got Game Pass, You should download it and try it because it's great. If you haven't got Game Pass, you're a moron. Get Game Pass. Of course, if they're listening to a video game podcast and don't have Game Pass, what are they doing? They've either got a PC or an Xbox. They must have one of the two. And if they've got one of those, it is the cheapest way to play games. I mean, I pay. How much is Game Pass for the year? I paid £35 to buy this game on Steam. That Xbox Game Pass for the year can't be much more than that.
If you need new broadband as well, I know BT were giving it away with that. So I don't know if they still are, but it's worth checking. Someone will be. They have a lot of bundled things you can do now where you can get Game Pass bundled in with whatever you're buying.
I'm just noticing. Oh, no. I just got very upset because it was showing as $19.99 on Xbox. And that was Two Point Hospital I had highlighted. I was just about to get very cross that I bought it on Steam. But no, it's worth every penny.
On your Steam Deck.
I sat there, I googled a tutorial for putting Game Pass onto my Steam Deck, and I saw it was at least six steps, and thought, no, I'd rather just spend £35.
But that's the only way you could have played it on Steam Deck is buying it on Steam. Surely.
Yeah. But yeah, you can put Game Pass on there.
You can stream
it. I ain't gonna mess around doing that.
What is it? You download a Edge browser, and then you can set.
There's steps, Pab. There's steps. I ain't doing the steps.
That's it, though. You download the browser and log into Xbox on into the Xbox website.
That's too many steps.
You're streaming.
That is too many steps. I just bought it and I'm enjoying it, and that's fine. I'm not doing all these steps, Pab.
How is it then on the Steam Deck? How does it work? Like,
runs perfectly.
It seems like a mouse and keyboard kind of game.
See, I actually prefer the controller controls. Right. Because I find keyboard control quite clunky, and so much of it is on the keyboard. Unlike in something like Civilization, where you can pretty much do everything on the mouse, so much of this is keyboard control. You can't even, if you drag the mouse to the edge of the screen, it doesn't move for you. You're having to move around with WASD. You've got R and F for tilting the camera up and down, Q and E for rotating.
Right, yeah.
And I'm having to look down at all these buttons and make sure my finger's in the right place. Whereas when you're doing it with twin sticks on a controller, it's as you would imagine. You move with the left, look with the right, and it's easy. So I actually find it much quicker, easier to control, more intuitive playing with a controller anyway, to the point where I'll probably just plug an Xbox controller into my PC and do it on the PC with a controller as well, because it's just so much easier to do. Well,
That's good. I didn't really... It makes more sense, realistically, if it's on Xbox as well, that it would actually have controller support.
Yeah. It's not actually Steam Deck verified yet. I just took the plunge and got it, and it's absolutely fine. So I'm sure it will get full verification on Steam Deck when they get around to doing it, because it runs... I've run into no problems at all. Even the text is a comfortable size to read, which was always a little bit of a worry with a game like this, trying to play on the tiny screen, that you wouldn't be able to read the text, but it all seems absolutely fine. I guess because, like you say, they've got it so it runs just as easily with someone playing it on an Xbox on their telly with a controller to what it would run on a PC, and I think it runs beautifully. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great game. It's Game of the Year. We may as well just do Game of the Year today, because the Game of the Year is Two Point Campus. There we go. Congratulations. You've won.
You are funny. I'll end up giving that to Pokemon in November. I'm hoping. Anyway.
That's already been given, so you can't. You'll have to save that for next year.
Maybe I will.
I'm going to get stickers made up for it.
I mean, we could get in early and award them the Game of the Year, so they start putting it on all their adverts now. So they can.
Well, what we should do is, obviously, we're all at EGX in a few weeks or whatever that is. Insomnia. These events will probably have this game at it. We need an MGP Game of the Year sticker that I can just slap on it at the events. The way those imposters used to do when we'd wander around EGX. I don't know if anyone still does that. We should bring that back. That should be our thing. Wandering around events, just sticking Game of the Year stickers on every game. Just
they
so people see our sticker.
Didn't they? They'd say like, yeah. Oh, you're our indie
every game
of the show.
And every game was a Game of the Year for something.
Best looking presenter, comfortable controls. Was it Pab always looks for in a game? How good the guns shoot or something? Some nonsense. What was it, Pab?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
We all know. Everyone knows.
You defend the guns shoot. The likes of Destiny, is it?
Destiny is the best shooter out there.
Yeah, I remember saying that the story was rubbish, and you said, but it's not what people play it for. They play it for the way the trigger shoots or something.
You play it for the loop and the gameplay loop and how the actual game plays. Yeah.
Talking of loops, 2 Point need to get on a theme park now.
That's all I
want now. They need to do that.
I was playing it thinking the way they design all the houses and buildings, though, are they building towards making a 2 Point city? Where they, where you know what I mean? I just wondered whether they might be making it so.
They can quit that and get a theme park out now, please and thank you. We've had the hospital, we've had campus. I would now like a theme park, thank you.
Imagine if you could build a city and manage the hospital and the school.
That would all be great. But before any of that, I want to be putting too much salt on the chips, too much ice in the lemonade, and messing around with the toilets. That's all I want.
No, I agree. I want to see that too, but I just think I hope they're building some sort of 2 Point universe jobby where, I just want to have a city where I manage all the little bits and bobs that are going on.
Well, they do keep referencing 2 Point County in the game, don't they? So it is a place.
It does feel like it's a place. Because if I can run the various hospitals and schools and theme parks and a stadium and, I don't know, a supermarket and whatever, but also be the mayor of the town and people come and live in there based on how good all these places are. I was thinking to myself, I wouldn't need 10 hospitals to manage or 10 schools to manage or whatever, because I'd manage the county itself. I'd manage the big area. It would just be SimCity with a lot more to do. Because I always feel like you get to a point in SimCity where it's like, right, well, I've built it now. It's all ticking over. The tax is right. Everything's good. And what do you do next? Whereas if you're like, well, I've perfected my hospital and I'm going to go have a quick look at the theme park or whatever. I don't know. I think it'd be quite cool. I feel it'd be quite big and a lot to try and get your head around, but I feel like it'd be quite fun.
Give me 2 Point theme park now. Give it to me now.
I'd want to port Football Manager into the stadium as well, so I can manage the county's football team or something.
Make it so.
I will.
There you go, that was my official review of 2 Point Campus. Anyone else got anything to say about it? Anna, I know you played it but weren't bothered.
I'm playing it now.
Oh, are you? You're back on it?
Yeah, I'm on the chef side. So.
Okay.
I don't see the point.
Be careful on that one because you can spend a lot of money on that one and get in a bit of trouble second year. That was the one I had to restart. How'd you get a loan? I didn't know you could get a loan.
Yeah,
I went into debt, but how'd you go to the bank?
Yeah.
Wow. I went into debt and just restarted.
Oh, no, I got like a 50 grand loan from, there's a place called something like Smell My Money. And it was weird. I got the loan and then immediately started making 10 grand a month profit. So paid the loan off pretty much immediately as well, which I find the game tells me I'm in the red and it's all going wrong, and then suddenly everything loops back around again. Their finances maybe need a bit of a tweak. I just built whatever it was. I think I needed to build a pudding school to teach them how to build cakes and stuff. And I didn't have the money, and suddenly I was in debt. And then once I'd built that, I was back in the green pretty quickly.
I'm just doing this. Someone wanted something. It's called the double jump bed, and I think it's quite funny. So
know
exactly what they want it for.
I want to pick up good friends.
Yes, I know.
I want to know what the love trumpet does. I'm kind of confused. People keep asking me to build them a love trumpet, and I'm so like, funny. What are you going to do with it? You're going to toot it? I don't want you tooting the love trumpet.
Oh, my word. I'm reading about how to get a loan. This changes everything. Podcast over. I need to go and borrow. We're going to spend some cash.
I didn't realise until the most recent place I'm on as well that you can also expand the... So obviously you can buy other campuses, but you can also expand the buildings you're given because they've all got white rectangles that are the maximum space, and you can expand the halls that you're in.
Oh my word. I need to watch more videos about this game. Yeah.
You can buy the pitches empty or pre-built, which... I kept asking, well, why would I want it empty? Although now I'm on a level where you can build outdoor campuses. I'm like, okay, right. That makes sense. But yeah, you can also expand on the halls and stuff like that. So I'm going to have fun doing that at some point later.
I might need to restart the entire game now that I can get loans.
Well, now you can just go through and get 3 stars and everything easily by getting all the money out and then running away.
Yeah.
But no, I just feel like they're slowly building a future game here that's going to be outstanding, that's going to melt my computer in 10 years' time when I'm building two-point universe.
Put in an advert while I take out a loan. Excellent advert. Right. No one's got anything else to say about that game, we can move on. I'm done. I'm just going to sit back and plan how to spend my $250,000 now.
The only other thing I've really been playing over the past fortnight is Minecraft still. I feel like I'm at that point now where I've got netherite everything and powered up everything, and I'm just waiting for us to go to the end and get Elytra. I need a better imagination. I know we've always had this problem for me, but I don't know what to do in it when I've not got tasks to perform. So I'm trying to find... someone's built a fighting arena and stuff like that, so I am going to start fighting people and playing all the little tournaments we're doing in that. But yeah, no, I feel like I'm Minecraft Summer is a thing that seems to just run until sort of late. I think I've got a few achievements left to do, and then basically done. I've still not seen a tadpole. I'm looking for tadpoles and they're not anywhere. I don't know whether you can actually get tadpoles or whether you have to get frogs and breed them, but I've not seen a single tadpole. Other than that, yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's Minecraft, it's good. But that is my lot. I've been just playing that every night pretty much, and now I'm building campuses, not hospitals. Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything I've done. So over to Pab.
Me? Okay. So, I haven't played 2 Point Campus.
Filthy monster.
It's just not my thing. I always want to like these games. I've played 2 Point Hospital and yeah, it's fine. And I play it for a bit and then I just fall off it and then just never go back to it. And I feel like I do the same thing. But it is on Game Pass, so there's a chance I might actually give it a go. What have I been doing? I've played a little bit of something that is on Game Pass called Escape Academy, which is single player or co-op. I played it co-op, like an escape room kind of game, where it's like a visual novel kind of story going on to it as well. So you initially get like a story of like what this escape is. It's like a escape school kind of Hogwarts looking kind of place, I feel like. And you've got to like go through certain like escape room challenges to progress in certain classes and stuff like that. But I've only done like the first couple of levels, and they set you up. The initial thing is like it starts you off in an escape room, like you would have like in this old like dingy like shopping mall type place with like an old thing, and then you realize you do the challenges, which is like, you know, there's basically like a coded lock. You've got to figure out what the code is. And then there's something on the other wall. You've got to try and figure out this puzzle to get the code, and then you use a flashlight. You use like the UV light to figure out. It'll show you the code on this thing, and then you go to get the code, and then it'll give you the key to get out of the room. And you got a timer on it and stuff. This is the thing with it. It's fun, but it also adds the pressure of it puts a timer on all of these things. So actually, I think I did about 3 rooms thinking about it, because the last room we did, we failed on it because it gives you 20 minutes and we were like probably 10 seconds away from finishing it, because if you fail it, you can go back and it'll give you another... It'll basically give us another 5 minutes, and you can just do that, and then we were literally right at the end of it and we finished it, and then we're going to progress it, I think, at some point maybe this weekend. I'll see what we can do, but it's very good. It is very, very good. It's... like I say, it has got a little bit. I was told it seemed a bit anime, and I was like, it seems more to me visual novel.
I do like a visual novel.
It seemed more visual novel to me than it did anime. But I can kind of see it a little bit. But in between that is these escape rooms that you've got to try to progress through to get higher up in the academy. But it's fun. It's been quite fun just kind of banging your head against these puzzles and then just like having the revelation of what it is that you like Right, you go over there, and also, here's the other thing, which is jarring at first. It's split screen like It Takes Two. So it's like you see what they see, you see their screen, and they see your screen on this side. So it's kind of jarring at first, but you get used to it, because then it's like a case of like, okay, you go over there, I'm just going to stand here and look at this picture here, and then you fill in this puzzle over here based on what you're seeing on my end, and, you know, vice versa. So I was like looking at scanning pictures, and then he was like figuring out which like shape goes in which slot on this board that you've got to press. And it's fun. I like I say, I heard good things about it, and it's on Game Pass, so I was like, let's give it a go. And it is okay, it is all right. So I'll try some more of that, hopefully. Maybe finish it, I don't know. It depends how hard it gets, to be fair. If it starts making me feel stupid, which might be pretty soon, I might just never play it again, because once the game becomes too hard and I can't figure out what to do, it's like, well, there's no point, is there? Because once you start looking them up, like you can't go back from that. If you start looking up the answers to all the puzzles, it's just not the same. So, that is that one. What else have I done? The other things I've been playing, mainly I've been tinkering with the Steam Deck.
There's a good point.
I installed Assassin's Creed Origins. It plays with, you get maybe 3 or 4 minutes before it crashes. And apparently that's a big thing that has happened on Origins only, where since they've updated it, it does that for everyone. So it's some sort of big thing that they've done with Origins, and I really wanted to play Origins because I think Origins is my favourite one of the newer ones, and I thought, I'm playing it from the beginning, I know what I'm doing roughly, and I never finished it. But I can't do it, I just can't play it. So I installed Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yes.
Because Odyssey works fine. Yes. The only reason I didn't install Odyssey initially is because it's another 50 gigs bigger than Origins. And I was like, I can't. That's so much space. So much space. It's like 120 gig or something like that. It's just insane. And then realised that I had all the DLC as well, which is cool. So I'll get to the DLC at some point. But it did exactly like I expected. It brings a save over from when I played it on Steam previously. And I just carried on my game. I then played about another hour and a half. Didn't know how to play it exactly because I'd also been... I could be going for my next platinum in Horizon. It seems relatively doable. So I've been kind of dipping in and out of that this past week. And that is really hard to play that game and Assassin's Creed at the same time, because it's similar types of games, but with massively different controls. So, yeah. But I can play Assassin's Creed Odyssey on the go, in bed, just playing, and it's good. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is very good. So I'll continue playing that. The other thing that I have been playing, I've been looking at, there is ways to install different versions of Proton. And different versions of Proton will let you play games that didn't previously work on there. Now, I'm not saying this is how I did it with this game, because I think I just used whatever Proton it was telling me to use when I installed it. But I installed Sunset Overdrive, and on Sunset Overdrive is not supported on the Steam Deck. But I booted it up and it works absolutely fine. So I don't actually know what the problem is. The only issue I've seen is that every time it loads up, it comes up saying save has been corrupted. Save is corrupted. You have to wipe your save, and that came up even when I the first time I launched the game. So I don't know what it was doing, but it works. It doesn't corrupt the save that I have made in the game. So I don't know what it is doing. There's like 4 save files that you can have, so I just moved it down to, and I'm just using the slot 3 rather than slot 1. So I don't know if it's just something to do with that. I don't know, but I'm very tentatively going forward in that, because I'll just be annoyed if I lose a save on that. But let's be fair, it might be in the cloud at this point as well, so it might be all right. But it's good. Sunset Overdrive, you can see people, when Spider-Man came out, you can say people said that this you can see the inspiration for parts of this game came from Sunset Overdrive, and I can kind of see it. I can kind of see like how the movement and everything like that, it is very Spider-Man-y. And it seemed really cool. I never really played it, even when it came out. I never really played Sunset Overdrive.
I played
up to like the bit, like the first, pretty much, you go to like some big like child's play area, like castle place, and it was like you can change how your character looks now, and I was like, that's a good idea that you can change how your character looks and at any point in the game. That's really cool. And I did that once, and then I just never played it again from there. And even that's probably like maybe 2 hours into the game. So I played about the first hour. Seems fun. I quite like that game. I always did like the game, but I just fell off it, and I just never had the drive to go back. And the last game I've played is the one that's come out this week, Cult of the Lamb, which is...
Oh, I've seen this.
It is sort of half roguelike, dungeon crawler-like, that is akin to something like, what's it called? What's it called now? I don't remember now. The dungeon crawler that's horrible.
We're all horrible.
It's not Slay of the Spire. I know what you mean, but I can't think of it.
I can't think of the name of it now.
It's too hot to remember at the moment, isn't it? We're forgetting everything. It's just too hot. I'm sorry, everyone. It's hot.
It's
like 30-odd degrees.
It'll come back to me. But it's part like dungeon crawler, like roguelike, and it's part Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
You're managing a little cult village, and you go on runs in the dungeon crawling bit. So you go on a run, and you are trying to like make your way through these successful runs and kill all the enemies, kill the boss, then you can convert people to your cult. And then they go back to your village, and then you set them a job of like, you know, you go and chop the wood, or you go and mining, or you go cooking, or you do whatever you want, whatever it is, you go and prayer or whatever it is that you know, and you're developing your town up, and then every time you're basically filling up a gauge, and every time you fill it up, you can take all the, I can't remember half of the stuff that's gone on in it. I've only played it this evening, but you have to like keep upgrading your town, and every time you upgrade it, you then get a different sort of abilities or more stuff available in your town. Like you unlock it, there's like a big like tree that unlocks, and you can unlock beds, and I think I unlocked a chef station, I think, or something like that, and I think I've not unlocked toilets yet. And they've started pooping everywhere, and they don't like that because it's not sanitary. They get sick, and if they get sick, they need bed rest, which means there's less of them praying even, and there's less like energy coming for me to take. So yeah, it's all about managing your little village. In the meantime, going out and doing your dungeon runs, and just running around. And I think there's like an overall story of like, you're a lamb. Also, yeah, this is very cartoony, like cutesy. All your followers are like animals. So I've got I think I've got a fox, a wolf, no, fox, a donkey, pig, and maybe a cat. And I'm a lamb. And you can name them. You can change which animal, you can customize them, you can change the colors, you can change the trait. There's all each of them all have different traits as well. So they all have positive and negative traits to each other. And like I say, if you lose enough faith in your village, they will kind of like lose faith in you, and then they will leave. So you're constantly trying to manage that, and then at the same time you are trying to, like I said, go and do the runs, recruit more people, get more resources, bring them back, build up the village. And it's fun. It is fun. It is a really cool game. It plays very well. I've only played it on Steam Deck. I think it would benefit. I'd like to see it on the actual big screen. I played it on a weird resolution today. It suggested, I booted it up and it suggested some strange resolution, and I played it at that for ages because I didn't think anything of it. I was like, it's really blurry, this, and it's like, it was like 540p. I was like, what's it set it to that for? It was really strange. It set it to something stupid like that, so I moved it right up and it was much better. But it's good. It is it's fun, and it's, what was it? I think I paid like 15 quid for it. I think it's 20 on release now. But it is very good. It's getting very well, getting good reviews at the minute, and it's well regarded. So I'll continue to play that. Like I say, I'm just waiting for it to properly get its hooks into me, and I can kind of see it's there. It's a little bit, I want to say it's a little bit Hades, but obviously Hades doesn't have all like the building all the different.
I would say like Dead Ellis as well. Not Dead Ellis. Dead Cells.
You know full well it's called Dead Ellis.
Because like when you start a dungeon crawl, you have to like pick a weapon and you go through it and you get more weapons. It's like, there's a map, so like it will show you, there's like you can go and get extra food, or it's a battle, or it's like there's like a woman or thing with tarot cards that gives you like upgrades and you go through your runs.
Yeah,
so there's a lot in there. I think I'm like, if it's on PlayStation, I think I'll have a,
it's on everything. I think it is on everything.
Is it? I'm on everything. I might have a look then. I like to start up my own cult, that's all called, get all these little rabbit things and stuff. Looks fun, definitely.
It has been. Like I say, I've only played probably about 90 minutes of it, and it's a lot of, initially it's always it's the way tutorials and stuff. It's like do this, do that, and but it's been all right. The actual gameplay is fun, and you get different weapons at the start of each time you go into like the runs, and every time you do, you'll find out that different weapons work better than others, and you die, and it's like, okay, you. It's not like a traditional, like, it's more like a roguelite than a roguelite, because it doesn't, like, just completely take everything off you. It'll probably take a percentage of your stuff that you've collected off of you. So you do get to bring stuff back, at least. It's not just completely wiped and you've got nothing to show for it. So you are getting stuff out of it afterwards, but yeah, that has been the main thing. I've been looking forward to it all weekend, and just, for some reason, I had it in my head it was coming out on Tuesday, and I was like, okay, I was ready for it, and I was like, wait a minute, coming out on the 11th? I was like, oh, damn it. So I've just been holding on for 2 days, and then even yesterday I didn't get a chance because it was too hot. But it's good. It is very good. And other than that, like I say, continue to play for Fortnite, but we don't need to talk about that, because that's just a problem we don't need to talk about. Although, Figgy's in it next week. Dragon Ball Z is coming into it next week, so there is that. Anyway, that is your lot from me. Hand it over to Anna.
So I finished God of War again.
Okay.
I love this game. It is so good. It's so, so, so good. I cannot wait for November. I am so hyped. Like, I want the big, like, awesome edition, but everyone snapped them up, like, instantly. So I won't get one of them, but I do definitely want this game as soon as it comes out. It's so good. Like, I did some of the Valkyries. So, like,
No.
I haven't even
they're the only them. Reason I didn't do the Platinum, because I did one of them, and it just slapped me about something silly. I went, no, never mind. I'm never doing this one.
They do get progressively harder. They are horrible to do, but like, I need to get them out of their states and let them be free and stuff. So yeah, I want to go back and do that, because like this armor I don't even have materials for, and the armor just looks excellent, and it's just got every, like, I've been looking everywhere for a game like it, and I've gone like, I went on the internet, I was like, games that got a war, and I went through a list of like, played it. So I certainly do have a genre of game that I like to play, and I've played them all. So at the moment, I'm just chomping around going, what can I play? Because like, I was so happy, and then I'm like, all right, I've got nothing to play now, and there's nothing out until, I don't know, the end of the month, I think this Saints Row is out, so
yes,
I might get my hands on that. I liked I liked Saints Row up to 3, and then 3 lost me a little bit, and then the Get Out of Hell was awful. And then the Agents of Mayhem was just not.
Oh, that was just right. Nothing. It wasn't anything the same. It was weird. Yeah.
So I might get Saints Row just to have something new to play. But yes, I finished God of War.
Did you ever finish Horizon?
No. This is how I get with Horizon.
How far did you get then? Like, vague.
I went to all the places. Like I said before, I got all the places. And now I have to go and do something.
Right.
With the woman, and I can't be bothered. I don't know what it is about the game.
Honest to God, I feel like you're at the precipice of it. Have it just law dumping on you and just giving you all the information. It's just like, oh my God.
I do it all the time.
You've got to get over that hump to get over to the good bit, because it's like the first game where it just gives you all the information in that back quarter. It's doing it. It does exactly the same thing again, and it's amazing towards the end.
It was the same with the first one. I just thought, yeah, I can't bother anymore. Went back to it when I heard 2 was announced. And, yeah, I finished it within a couple of hours. And I was like, why didn't I do this then? It's so stupid. But I'll go back to it at some point. I just, at the moment, I can't be bothered with it. I look at the map and just go, oh.
I only use the map to focus to find where the campfires are and fast travel between them all. I barely move across the map anymore unless it's somewhere I haven't been. I just fast travel everywhere and just go, okay, just do the mission, fast travel out again.
So instead of playing Ghost of Tsushima, I've gone back to that.
Yeah, that's not a bad one, to be fair.
No, so I've gone back to that. That's not like. I had a save that was 15 hours in, so I thought, right, I've got over the initial hump, got into the game, and I have to go to Castle Canada to go and do that. So I'm just going around the bottom half of that island, just sweeping up a few stories here and there, and then I'll go and do the second part, because I got into the second area, but I just fell off it a little bit.
Wait, second area? Second island?
No, you know how the island's like a big 8? That's how it's like you've got the bottom island, then you've got that middle bit, and then you've got the second...
Top bit.
Yeah, the top bit. That's how I look at it.
You're at the top bit, at least.
So, I haven't got to the top bit yet. I am still in the bottom. I've got to go to the... So, I've got all my people that I had to go and find, like her brother, that old man, and a woman...
Okay, so you've not you've got some story beats that's gonna you got quite a bit to go then. That's such a good game as well.
So much fun. I'm just
need to go back to that.
Going through that. It's lovely. Like, you've got the PS5 upgrade, it's on the PlayStation Now catalog, so it's in there. It's not free, but obviously if you get the high subscription, it's already in there. There's a bunch of games in there, and I'm just going through it. Like, I've got, because like all my saves are there, so that's good, and I'm just going through that, hacking my way and stealthing my way through the camps and hitting people and throwing knives at them. I love throwing knives or sticking bombs on them. It's so much fun. So that's all. And now I'm playing Two Point Campus, because I turned it on the day it came out. I waited till 3 p.m. So it's like, I know it's out. What time is it out? It doesn't come out till 3. Dead on 3 o'clock, it was there. So their times are good. And at first, I just didn't understand what I was doing. Like, this is so boring, just waiting for people to finish their class. And then I realised in the corner, there is a fast button that makes everything go a bit faster. So that's good, but I didn't realise that each school have different specialities. So now I'm in like a chef school, and they're making cakes and stuff. And I've got like cupcakes on the screen, savoury doodahs. So I'm playing it. It's fine. I wouldn't pay £34 like Kevin did.
Oh, I would. I'd do it again now. If it flashed up and said, Kev, you've played this quite a lot, I'm afraid you have to pay again, I'd be like, fine. Gimme.
Seems reasonable. It's 32 on Amazon for the Switch, apparently.
Oh, I haven't got it on Switch yet.
No, you don't need it on Switch. You don't play your Switch. You should sell it.
Yeah, but I would if this was on it. I'm not selling my Switches.
You never play on them.
Hmm.
You never play on the PlayStation. They're there as an emergency backup.
They're all there as a backup if my Steam Deck stops working.
Then you'll just buy a new one. I know
that's
what you're
true.
Like.
But you can't get them immediately, which is absurd.
I see. And I bought, but not really played, Lost Judgment. As well.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Yakuza game, kind of game thing.
It seems a bit more. Not. It doesn't seem as wacky and crazy, the Lost series. It seems a bit more. It's not saying it's not crazy.
It's not
and,
as much
it's
as.
Not, it's
yeah.
not as eccentric as the Yakuza games.
Yakuza games are mental. They're, you're just playing, you're just like, what? What? Like. I have a man dressed as a baby fighting. It's it. Like, I was playing.
And it's all played straight face, like, as if, yeah, what about it? What's wrong with that? Not, it's like, there's nothing absurd about that fact. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
But I was playing. I played. Because I went back to Dragon, the Like a Dragon, and yep. realised I was in a battle with a. Oh my god. What are the machines that knock down houses?
Like a. Wrecking ball type
a wrecking
thing,
ball.
Or...
Yeah, I was fighting a wrecking ball machine.
Right.
I can't okay. do it. I can't get past it for some reason. I'm very, very stuck on that bit. But yeah, that's what I was fighting. The games are mental. This one is a bit more. It's not as wacky, but I'm now in a going around a school. So this is one of the missions, right? I'm in a school a private school. And now I have to go and put cameras around the school, which is fine, it's surveillance. But then it got a bit weird when they were putting cameras in bathrooms. I was like, that's a bit weird. Like, but yeah.
Yep.
It's a weird, fun, weird game. It's if you've played Yakuza, you understand it. Nothing is what it seems. Like, Kevin will stood there for 10 minutes playing the claw machines.
Yeah, when am I going to get that toy?
You don't get it in real life.
Yeah, you said that to me at the time. I'm not on board with those terms. You need to get me a square cuddly toy now.
But yeah, it's a Sega game. So like you go in arcades and there's like claw machines or there's old Sega games that you can... Like there's full-blown games that you can go into and play them. Like on the first one, there was this zombie game and you went in. It was like an arcade... shooter game. It was like, this is bonkers. Like, it's a game within a game. It blows my mind. But yeah, I bought it because it was £24 from Very, and I thought that was a good price for it. It only came out like last year. So I'll just dip into that when I need some chill time and just... Also, right, I was playing it, like, because you have to go to a different area this time. You're not in the same city as the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was going around it, and I was like, this looks so very familiar. They've used the same map from Like a Dragon. Obviously, they're connected because they're the Yakuza
It's all
series.
In the same universe, yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I've been here before. I know, like, you can't go into the building that was a building in the, like, a Dragon. But I was like, this is exactly the place. And I thought, right, let's go over there and see if so-and-so, the car park's there. Yep, the car park's there. So it's like literally the same map, just in a different game. It was bizarre. I was like, I've been down these streets.
Yeah, it's all set in. I think most of them are all set in the same area. So sort of, they're all in Kamurocho, aren't they, or something like that.
Some of the games are in like the '80s. So it's a different times. And I think that like these, Like a Dragon and Judgment, are all in like the same timeline, because like there is Easter eggs to Like a Dragon in it. So right. I'm going to have a look at them and see if I can find my friends from there, because it's fun. But it's like, yeah, it's the same map. I've done that, been down these maps a lot, these roads a lot of time. But yeah, so it's a Yakuza games that are an acquired taste, but they're very weird and very fun to be in that environment in a game. But that's me. Yes, that is me. I'm just going around my old games and trying to have fun with games in this disgusting heat that we have. Because I'm not... I have to play late at night because I'm dying otherwise. Just laying like... I don't function in this weather. I hate the summer. I hate it. Because there's no games. It's too hot. And the sun is always out. I can't be dealing with it. But... yeah.
I agree. Bring on the winter.
I hate it. When we're like, oh, it's the summer. I'm like, no, the summer is awful. Horrible time. But that's just me. I don't like it. I'm done. Yeah.
Well, there we go. That told us. I'm a little busy at the moment playing my game, so if you could all just go away, that would be super.
Friendly.
Is that a good way to end the podcast? That might be the new way we do it.
That's
neat. If you do want to follow us on the internet, though, you can do that at MGUK Podcast. You can follow me at Lelujo.
I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Fab1986.
And I've just blown through $250,000 in this game. Oh, it's so much fun. I need another loan.
Yeah, I think you can get three.
See you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.